With Facebook, there's no native way to contact people who aren't on the service. And everyone thinks of Facebook as like viral marketing success, and that's actually not how it grew. It was word of mouth virality because it was an awesome product you wanted to tell your friends about. How's everyone doing? Is this interesting? Great question, yes.
So when you're talking about this low payload in both those examples, in the later rounds as this sort of campaign or whatever you want to call it gets going, are you going to have a much higher payload as more and more people are sending Hotmail to more and more folks, and that way your payload grows and grows and grows?
So the question is, in the first round it makes sense that it has a low payload, but in later rounds aren't you going to have higher payloads as people send more and more and more emails? I guess in my head, well, first and foremost, I think you actually only send emails to a small number of people. So compared to like the massive viral engines that exist today where you import someone's entire contact book and send them all an email, or where you post to everyone's friends on Facebook, the actual payloads are still very small, even if it's everyone that you email on a frequent basis you hit. And I'm also thinking really per email sent out, how many people are on it. But it's a fair point. Like, yeah, as more people get on Hotmail, they'll send more emails. As more people use email, the product actually grows more and more successfully. So that's a fair point. Go for it.
Doesn't like point of conversion also matter? So like when Hotmail, you just click and you sign up. But if you see a billboard ad, it's more resistance to signing up.
Completely agree. That's why, oh, sorry.